Yo, what up? CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuned into Young Artist Bedroom. What up?
cry like a dog.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Still got the scent of your perfume. I ripped it out of a magazine. Baby, I'm dying to call you. I need your body like nicotine. Go on, say it like that, say it like that. Go on, say it like that.
Julia, I can't.
Hi.
Yo, what up, Burnaby? You're tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Kyle. He's
Vincent.
And that's
Michael.
And today we have a few extra guests. Kevin and Steven. Say what up?
What up?
What's up?
All right, now give a little introduction of you guys selves.
All right, my name is Kevin. I'm also a student in Burnaby. I also play bass in a rock band. I love music, love listening to music, creating music, collecting physical records and such. I'm going to pass it on to Steven now.
What's up, guys? My name is Steven. I love collecting physical media, records, CDs, all that stuff, and I love playing the drums for my band.
Yo, Steven, we are going to be some good friends, my man. Yo, let me shake your hand. Ah, that's what I'm talking about. Only Steven, no Kevin. I'm just kidding. Yeah, we have a couple of extra guests today because, well, today is our last day on the show, and, well, they're here to bring us some tissues when we need them, okay? Might have a couple of tears dripping down the side of my face. You know, that's all they're here for. That's all they're here for. Right?
Yeah.
No, I'm just playing with you. There's some good extra guests we have today, and our first topic of the day is Vinny. Not Vinny. That's not our topic. Our first topic of the day is how we came up with the name Young Artist Bedroom. Vinny, take it away.
Well, the name really stems from the laboratory that young artists create music in, their bedroom.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it describes that feeling when you're in your bedroom, just listening to music or putting something together, and you're all alone, and you know, you don't have the best equipment, but you're making do with what you have.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the laboratory. Like you said, man, that's where you get all the experiences from. Some good, some bad. But you know what? We're all testing things out no matter what. It's all an experiment. I have fun with my music when I'm at home. I wrote one a while ago, and oh, man, I was at home, and I was just having a terrible, terrible day, and I wrote this wicked verse. Wicked verse, man. Absolutely drove me crazy for the next week or two.
Can we hear it?
Yeah, I said, the moment my fingers and palm grab hold of the strong blue straw of my pen, the sensation begins. It's like the floodgates of heaven's liquids emit a potent power upon my paper. It's like I'm the damsel in distress and the pen and pad because my angel, my savior. Whoo! I had some good time writing that for sure. That was absolutely one of my favorite bars of recent times.
Damn, has anyone told you sound like Gerard Way?
I sound like Gerard Way? Who's Gerard Way? Elaborate with me, my friend.
Lead singer of the hit band My Chemical Romance.
Is that right? I've heard of Chemical Romance. I don't know a lot about them, but you know what? As we were saying, that's where all the good music comes from. That's where the experimentation, that's where you learn. Those are your first steps. Those are the baby steps, okay? You're not on the stage. You're not in the lab, or should I say lab? I'll go with the word. You're not in the studio, right? You don't have all that professional equipment. You don't have the mics. You don't have the, what is it called? A DAW, the digital audio workstation. You don't have none of that. You're really just kind of working with, well, depending on what you do. For me, I write music, so mine is more of pen and paper. That's my equipment right there. Vinny, what does your equipment look like?
Well, I just use my computer and my interface and my guitars.
Okay, he's got a little bit more of a twang to his lab than mine does. All right, Vinny, rub it in my face. Thank you.
Marcus, what do you use,
Marcus?
I recently bought like a amp simulator.
Okay.
And I spent like 200 and going broke now.
200? Okay, what is an amp simulator?
It's Neural DSP. I brought the Gojira.
What is Neural DSP?
It's an amp simulator.
What's an amp, bro, Marcus?
It emulates amps.
It emulates amps. Is that like, what is that? What does it do? Does it make it louder? Does it make it cleaner? What does that do?
Oh, it just gives you like a unique tone.
Okay,
tone
okay.
From an amp.
Okay, and what kind of tone does it bring to the table?
It's supposed to. So amp simulators, how they work is you plug your guitar directly into your computer, but then when you run it through an amp simulator, it's supposed to sound like you're playing it through an amp.
Oh, okay, right on. Hell yeah. So you no longer need the amp part of it.
Well, the sound's not right on.
Okay. Yeah, okay. It's like buying something from the thrift store, you know? It might be that big name brand, but it's already worn in, you know what I mean? It's something similar to the lines there, eh?
Amp simulators, a lot of them are almost there.
Yeah.
But they're not quite the
Not
same.
Quite there. Okay, I think I see what you mean. All right. We appreciate you guys. Let's see. Kevin, Steven, what does your laboratory look like, my friends?
My laboratory is just a dinky little bass amp and my dinky lovely little Stingray. Oh. I just love jamming out to that. Okay, and I recently bought Fuzz Wah pedal. So.
Yeah, you are pretty good at jamming out, man. You are pretty good at jamming. I've seen you and a couple of friends at school before. You guys, you took the show, man. Absolutely. What about you, Steven? What does your laboratory look like?
My laboratory looks like my laptop at home with MuseScore loaded up. Oh, and I just write stuff there, see how it sounds.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody, they seem... Oh my goodness, I'd call you guys spoiled, but I'm working with pen and pad over here, bro. Pen and pad, that's all I got, bro. I don't got no computers at home, man. Jeez. Man, all of y'all rubbing it in my face today.
It's okay, Yale will buy everything for you.
Is that right? All right, all right. Appreciate you guys all for your input. Let's get into that next segment. You.
To the mystical vision.
You get all. Put my flag on the moon with a heart in my hand. It's space in my crib if you need somewhere to land. Yo, spaceship, I get all in your orbit. See, notice the suit, baby, these are not Jordans. And Joe Fresh, good New Balance. Having a conversation about who Sab is. But I wanna know you, the type of person that you hope to grow into. I hope this doesn't offend you. I just recognize it's a lot we can get into. So forgive me if this is not the proper intro, but you know how this go. I'm sure you've been here before with them boys in the past. I'm being kind of petty, but I'm trying to hear you laugh. Together we can make time go fast. And if it's late, I hope you might just crash.
We don't need no time to think. I just might be.
Spend the night when you like, alright baby, crash, crash, baby, crash, crash, baby, crash, crash. I'm never uninviting your ex, you laugh,
baby, crash.
Conversations or silent. Usually I can be indecisive, but not about this. I'm sure you've been here before with them boys in the past. I'm being kind of petty, but I'm trying to laugh. Together we can make time go slow. And when you're ready to go, just crack.
We don't need no time to think. I just might be.
Spend the night when you like, alright baby, crash, crash, baby, crash, crash, baby, crash, crash. I'm never uninviting your ex, you laugh,
baby, crash, crash, baby, crash, crash, baby, crash.
And we can set the bar for the pack, because we already that.
Already.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. 5 years ago, Winter Storm Uri knocked out power across much of Texas during a frigid cold snap.
It was a statewide traumatic experience for millions of Texans. But for specific groups of disabled people, the loss of heat had extra layers of danger.
In her new book, Disabled Power, Angela Frederick of the University of Texas at El Paso shares what some of them endured during the disaster. She says some people with chronic conditions, like MS, suffer severe pain and lose mobility during extreme heat or cold.
So some of the people I interviewed weren't able to get out of their beds during the days that they went without heat in their homes because their bodies just shut down.
And some people with spinal cord injuries cannot regulate their body temperature. So exposure to the cold can be life-threatening. Power outages also threaten those who need electricity to power wheelchairs or medical devices like ventilators. So as climate change causes more extreme weather, Frederick says communities and government should partner with disability groups to better understand the risks and plan how to protect people. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Second, please allow me to speak freely. If you see someone always winning, he not gambling, he's cheating. At least that's what I heard. Now apply that to each greedy so-and-so that feeds off of shallow minds that don't think deeply. Battle minds, call me what you call me. I got dead, paranoid, pressing play on this. I think you the feds, little boy with fabricated stories, acting like they men. That is not your brand. You acting like your man. Lie again, all I got in talk. Lie again, body easy coat. Money in the boat, lie again. Stop sending people up. Line, line, west side pivot, sliding in. I don't need no help, no higher hand. Get my heart, get this shit, no Iron Man. I'm about to fuck up your whole entire plan. From a land where they wanna get high and dance. I ain't high and mighty, though I'm one of them. But now they all got a gun in hand and they don't believe in no fighting stance. All they jump is that's kind of way. I'm from 101, slight flex. But I'm watching everything burn down. Shoot, what else left but fire back? Eyes wide if he up in your sight. See, I'm trying to gain, but what you gave? Ask what it take, I'ma save your life. You don't get it overnight. Love to the west side. Oh, yes. Yeah. Love to the west side. Friends gone, I'm aight. Back home on a flight. Red eye overnight. Now I'm with no ID in the city. But I think y'all need the beginning. So follow along because I represent and serve as a brief family history. See, I'm from a long line of musicians. On the west side of Chicago, we different. That's why everything I do got intention. Cause I can know what I went through trying to get it. Let me take you to my mama's side. But we ain't have a penny like Spotify. My cousin Reese just made yah, yah. It ain't a rap that I idolize. I read this shit back like 1,000 times. Behind my grandma back, cause your cousin cussing. But to me, it really wasn't nothing. Pivot gang, got a homie name up. Really though, the basement changed, whole city know. First they hate, then go to your show. First name basis, you know, then you know. I am not your little bro. Took the ish all over the globe with Pivot. But my dude Wiz who gave me a shot. I'm really the West Side Wizard. Let me define that. Well, West Side bound my tire flag. That's when I invented kayak. Ain't no circumstance stopping us. About to think of motion. Try that. Hit the globe, then I'm right back. The approach, then I'm right back. Just went gold, I ain't.
I got a Lakeshore Drive, but coming down at 290. I hit Austin like South by Southwest, about 9, so the crew gon' blow. Throwing fists like a Maldi the outlet. Big pivot, and if you don't know, hit the pavement, the stage, and you where we at. Know the name, what we said, there, yell it back. Only the strong survive from the neck of the woods that we come from. All through the city, we run, run 4 feet and get fired like it's four from. Raps in the basement like chicken them. Brothers from the start with the genesis. From couches to Carolyn's limitless. One thing that has never been bigger than Pivot.
Ay, west side bound my tire flag. That's what I'm kayak.
Ain't no circumstance stopping us, nigga.
Pick a motion, hit the globe, then I'm
alright, so we gon' walk you through this west side.
Just my gold, I ain't buy that.
It's real simple. Reese, where you at? We gon' go like, yeah, yeah. That's the sound that they make up in the town when somebody about to, yeah, yeah. Nobody else wanna do it. I guess I gotta put my city on the map. Yeah, yeah, it's bigger than rap. From a place where hope you dare to come around. Yeah, yeah, when you hear the sound. Yeah, yeah, it's about to go down. Yeah, yeah, it's a sound that make up in the town. Somebody about to. Yeah, yeah, since nobody else wanna do it, I guess I gotta put my city on the map. Yeah, yeah, it's bigger than rap. From a place where hope you dare to come around.
What up, CJSF? You're tuned in to 90.1 FM Burnaby. My name is Kyle. That's
Vincent.
And that's
Marcus.
And once again, we have two extra guests. Introduce
yourselves.
But no yourselves.
Yell.
And no Yale. We have two extra guests. Introduce yourselves, Kevin and Steven.
All right, I'm Kevin. As I said before, I'm a student at Burnaby. I'm also a musician. I play in a rock band. I love making music, listening to music, and collecting physical records of music.
What's up? I'm Steven. You don't need to know anything else about me.
All right, perfect. That's all we need to know about Steven.
I love you, Steven.
And like I said at the beginning, this is our last show today, so we're here to give a quick recap of everything that we've done so far. First, we started off with the origins of our name of Young Artist Bedroom, where we talk about nothing but the struggles of being a young artist or how much we love music. And before we go a little bit further, I would like to talk about some of the struggles with the name. I personally struggled when we were supposed to come up with a name, right? I was kind of struggling with the theme of what our show was going to be, right? Because we're all young artists. That's something we all obviously have in common, right? We all make music. But I had no idea what the topic was going to be. My first idea was that we can have a back and forth argument show with literally rap and rock, because those are our main two categories, right? Those are the main two categories that we focus on within this show. So that was my first idea. We could have like a Run DMC versus Aerosmith kind of thing going on. You know, the Walk This Way. You guys know that song? Of course they know that song. And take it a little bit further, some of the other struggles that we've had, I don't know about you guys, but some hardships for me at the beginning was that we had a limited library within our show. Anybody else struggle with that?
Well, yeah. You just have to learn how to search through.
Exactly. You know what? At the beginning, it felt like a struggle, but after a while, you kind of got into it, and it just felt more like an opportunity to learn new music, really.
I think the thing about that is, a lot of music is good on the second listen, but not the first.
When it's on your first listen, you got like a little bit more bias towards certain songs. Like, it's not what I wanted to listen to, because it's something new, right? It's something new to you.
I feel like there aren't enough Trojan Opponent albums around here.
Oh my goodness, Marcus. That is all you would try playing within this show, bro. I swear, every show you tried sneaking is Children of Bodom song in there, bro.
Why don't we listen to one right now?
No. Hold it. Pump the brakes, little boy. Pump the brakes. We just listened to a couple of our favorite songs today. Vinny, you picked a couple of your favorite songs from this program, right?
Yes, I did.
What were those songs? Do you remember?
One was called Auguries of Guilt from, I think the band was called The World is a Beautiful Place and I'm Not Afraid to Die Anymore.
Okay.
Really, yeah, they have a cool sound.
Yeah.
And some of the other ones, I think one was from a band called Wombo, if I remember correctly.
Okay, right on. See, that's what I was talking about. Like, it's a limited library and it might not be what we're expecting or what we were hoping for, but it's just an opportunity to learn some music. It's like figuring out playlist music, right? You got to listen to something to, you know something, no? Do I know what I'm talking about? Does it sound like I know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Perfect. I make perfect sense?
Yeah.
Kevin, you're lying to me, bro. You're lying to me.
I'm not lying. My nose is not growing, man.
I'm not lying. My nose is not growing. Is that right? Well, here, look. Let me ask you guys a couple questions, okay? If you guys were to have your own show, what would it be called?
You know, it's a pretty hard question, but if I really thought about it, I think the perfect name for a show for us would be Tyler's Basement. Kevin, you want to give a little backstory behind that?
Yeah, I think we kind of had this topic come up before.
Okay.
But it's kind of a personal deep cut for us because Tyler's Basement is where my band started at. Tyler is the drummer of our band. That's where we make music. That's where we rehearse. We play songs.
Okay.
We play video games. And we just enjoy ourselves, you know? We have a lot of fun. That's where we cook up the sauce and put it on pizza. Yeah.
That's where they cook up the sauce and put it on pizza. Is that right?
So
all props go to Tyler then, no?
Yeah, of
all
course.
Props. Not your skill, though. Not your skill, right?
Right.
Of course, you got the skill. You acquired the skill on your own, right? He didn't teach you everything. He's not your mentor. He's not your master, your sensei, if you will. But that's where your original lab was, if you will.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay, right on. And what about you, Steven? Is Tyler one of the let's go with a mentor for you? Is he the lead of your band there?
He's not necessarily lead of my band, but he's definitely a mentor type figure. He's taught me a lot that I know on the drums.
An amazing
friend of mine. I just think that, you know, it's a great memento to him.
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. We're about to hop into our next song, Kissing the Shadows by Children of Bodom.
We'll be right back. Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
What up, CJSF? You're tuned in to 90.1 FM Burnaby. My name is Kyle. This is
Vincent.
And that's...
I don't want this show to end.
And that's Marcus. And I believe Kevin, Steven, I think you're going to have to get him some tissues, my friends.
Yeah, we need some tissues for
the guy. We need some tissues. Okay, we'll be
it's
back
okay,
with the tissues.
Man.
Yeah, like we said, today is our last day.
This is a bit
of a tough time for us, but we've enjoyed all our time here. We've enjoyed all the learning experiences with the control panels, the Serato library, and fun fact, I believe that the SFU music library has one of the biggest physical catalogs of physical music in Canada, which is honestly quite surprising. Yeah, unless it was BC. It might have been BC.
No, it's the biggest physical media catalog across of all of Western Canada.
Are you absolutely positive?
Yeah, that's what Jesse
so
told us.
So we can quote you on that?
Yeah.
We're going to put that all over
All
over the social media platforms.
All over Kyle.
Over Instagram.
We're going to graffiti
everywhere.
That.
But all over Kyle.
Precisely. Vinny, what are you going to be sad about leaving today?
It's been a fun time, and it's sad that it's ending.
It is very, very
Marcus
sad.
Marcus is up to some shenanigans.
He is up to some shenanigans. Marcus is always up to something crazy.
Yeah,
always.
But it's been fun. The radio has taught me a lot.
Okay.
It's opened my eyes to a lot of great music.
Yeah,
that I
absolutely.
Found otherwise.
Added music to the playlist already. I got Miso Extra on my playlist. I've got the Dirty Sample on my playlist, and I think I'm gonna do that. One of those last tracks we played was called You Don't Need a Reason to Call by Baby G. In other words, and Baby Girl.
I gotta check out that on that Tibetan techno funk.
The Tibetan techno funk, is that right?
Yeah. Put that guitar down!
Wanna know why we told you to put that guitar down, Vinny?
Why?
Because we're about to hop into our next song. Peace out. This has been Young Artist Bedroom. Once again, my name is Kyle. This is
Vincent.
And that's
Marcus.
And who are our two guests of the day?
Oh, that's Yale.
I'm Steven.
And I'm Kevin.
You're damn right. And it's been quite a good journey. We appreciate everything that CJSF has brought to us, all the hardships, all the good times. Oh, in conclusion, we've had a good time.
We love you all.
See ya.
Peace.